first off, I find the whole thing about the Melbourne International Games Week really fascinating. Can you tell me how you got into making games?
Yeah, absolutely. So my background's actually as a musician, a pop songwriter. And quite a few years ago, I got a little bit burnt out from music and thought I'd try my hand at writing music for games. But I found really, really quickly that I actually loved making video games, and I started teaching myself how to code. I started teaching myself how to use the Unity game engine and making little games for myself. And it just snowballed from there, really. I got a design internship, and then I started, making music and games crossovers. That kind of became my niche, and yeah, kind of here I am today.
Okay, so tell me, what is it about games? Like, is it the narrative form? Is it what is it? Tell me about it.
The thing about games that really gets to my creative soul, is the fact that it kind of combines many art forms in one. So there is storytelling, there is still music that I get to do. There's also art. I'm a very visual person, so thinking of things in terms of how they look and how they move is really appealing to me. And then of course you also have the coding, which is not something I ever thought I'd be able to enjoy, because I wasn't very good at maths in school. But kind of being able to use my like very logical brain right next to my creative brain is really, really satisfying. And also having a platform that oftentimes can reach kids a little bit more than contemporary music does, or in a different way, is really important to me as well.
So there's drama as well as suspense involved in this, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. Being able to, create a game that gives the player, a real sense of action or movement, or have storytelling in there, being able to tell the stories of, interesting characters or very real characters that are relatable, giving the player, a way to engage with that meaningfully is a really, really powerful thing, I think.
So I'm quite interested in the in filmmaking and TV and stuff, but this is actually employing very a great many of the same sort of aspects, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So games and screen, or games and film, are quite intricately tied, because they're, a visual medium of storytelling. And something that's been quite exciting for me recently is to start doing writers' rooms, which is something that's really, really common in the film and TV industry, where you get a bunch of writers in a room, you workshop ideas, you make each other's jokes better. So I've been able to bring that into games a little bit, and we're seeing more and more crossover with people from film wanting to be in games, with people in games wanting to bring different things from film, particularly, the cinematics and the voice acting, and of course the storytelling.
So when you talk about a game, are you talking about several parallel storylines running at the same time, depending on what the choices are for the player?
Yeah, so each game can vary quite a lot. Generally, when I speak about video games and storytelling in video games, the games have kind of one main storyline, but the player has a bit of agency and a bit of choice about how that story is told. But often the creators are really trying to tell a specific story, or sharing a specific point of view or idea. But then you do have some other more narrative-focused games that really allow the story to go in lots of different directions, which is its own genre in itself, and is actually a little bit closer to film,
Yeah, I know, they're quite extraordinary, aren't they?
in that way. Yeah.
They're quite mood specific. Also, it must be about character development as well, right?
Yeah, and games is a really interesting place to be able to, showcase a character's transformation in storytelling, whether it's in books or in film or theatre. The main part of it often is the transformation of the protagonist. So in games, allowing players to actually role play as that protagonist, I think is really, really interesting and really special. And there have been studies done to show that when people make good choices in video games, maybe helping people in video games, or making healthy choices about relationships with characters, that they can actually bring some of those healthy choices into their real life as well.
And of course, people can play with people who are removed from them physically. They're not in the same room.
Yes, exactly. Yes. So multiplayer has kind of become a really, really big thing. And, players being able to connect with each other, particularly through the pandemic, I think multiplayer games became even more popular. I got quite into them, and being able to, connect to people around the world and really have human connections through the medium of video games, is also a really kind of exciting direction that it's going in.
Can we go back to your original self, which was a musician?
Sure.
One of the things that was pointed out to me was that you have been doing experimentation in shaping a new model for creating and releasing music and video games. Tell me about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So being in Victoria has been a really wonderful opportunity for me to be able to kind of experiment with music and video games because it is really the center of Australia's digital games industry. More than half of Australia's game studios are actually based in Melbourne, and our games go all over the world. So Creative Victoria have a fund that is really for artists of all kinds to be able to experiment and explore. And so last year I spent 6 months writing songs with different songwriters, including some K-pop songwriters, some local songwriters. And then for each song that I wrote, I created a small video game prototype. And so that was really to explore how music with lyrics or pop music, commercial music can fit into video games in a bit of a different way. A lot of video game music, is really instrumental and can be cinematic, which is lovely, and I really adore that. But I'm just such a pop musician and pop song lover at heart. So to experiment with bringing pop songs into video games was something really exciting, and I think something that I probably could only do in Victoria.
And did it light a fire? Has it lit a fire?
Absolutely. So it actually led me to the creation of a game that I'm working on at the moment called Halloween Valentine, which is a puzzle adventure pop album set in a haunted amusement park on Valentine's Day. And that's going to be showcased at Melbourne International Games Week, along with a bunch of other really, really wonderful games.
Oh, that sounds really great. Now, you've just come back from Germany at Gamescom. Tell us about that.
Correct. So Gamescom is basically the world's biggest video game convention. So you've got, Sony and EA and Ubisoft and all these huge video game companies showing their new games to players. Then of course you've got lots of indie games. But what's really important about Gamescom is the business section. So myself and a bunch of other Australian video game developers were supported to go over to Gamescom and pitch our games to publishers, have business meetings, and be able to connect with the global audience. And from that, a lot of the studios that went over have built really good relationships and now have, a pipeline to be able to get more funding for their games, bringing that back to Victoria, bringing that back to Australia. And a lot of those studios, I think, will be showing in Melbourne International Games Week as well, which is really exciting to be able to bring that, global businesses and really show them how wonderful Victoria and Australia really is with games.
Can you tell my listeners a bit more about the practicalities of Melbourne International Games Week and how that all came about, or are you just one of the presenters?
I can tell you a little bit about Melbourne International Games Week. It's been around for a little while now, and it's running from the 1st to the 9th of October, and it really offers a huge range of events, both for the games industry and the general public. So there's events like Highscore, which brings together music creators and game developers to explore the role that audio and sound plays in game design. There's Freeplay Parallels, which is just a wonderful showcase of local indie games and the personal stories behind it. There's also GCAP, which is Games Connect Asia Pacific. That's a game developers conference. There's also education events. So if there are people out there, that want to get involved with developing games, PAX even has an education section, so there's kind of career pathways. So you can actually go to their website, and there's a lot more information there because there's so many events happening
Oh,
through Games Week. And basically, it's just a celebration of all the wonderful games made in Melbourne, made in Victoria, made in Australia, and also globally.
Is it located in a physical place? Because I know that there's showcases of various new games, but people don't have to leave their living rooms. So, that's an interesting element as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's an event called the Big Games Night In, and that's presented by ACME, the Australian Centre of the Moving Image. So on their website, they're hosting a bunch of video games from local developers, including my game, A Halloween Valentine. And during the event, during Melbourne International Games Week, you can go onto the ACME website and actually download some of these games to try. Some of them haven't even been released, so you're getting a bit of an early peek of what the kind of next generation of Australian indie games is.
And then there's
For the rest of,
there's Q and A's and stuff
sorry,
like that.
for the rest of, absolutely. For High Score, that's an in-person event, but there's also a live stream of it as well. And all of the other events are at different locations around the city, and some of them are in person, and some of them are a hybrid of in person and online as well.
Yeah, great. Thank you very much for talking to me. It's fascinating stuff. Good luck.
You're so welcome. Thank you so much for having me. It's been great chatting with you.